This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. After a two-week recess, state lawmakers are back in Lansing. And also in Lansing, as always, is Rick Pluta, Capitol Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Cindy.
So, legislature is back in session. What do you see them setting their focus on?
Well, Cindy, it looks like we will witness the return of the no-fault auto insurance controversy. Republicans, Governor Rick Snyder, they want to cap benefits. Michigan is the only state that has unlimited medical benefits for people who are seriously injured in auto accidents. A lot of people think that's a good thing, but many Republicans insurance companies say that's why auto insurance rates are so high here in Michigan. I've heard the number $50,000 mentioned as a possible cap. But this exact same idea has pretty much stalled regularly in the past. Opponents say the costs of fixing vehicles after collisions is a big part of this, and that's not figured into it, that medical costs are overstated as a part of premiums. Like I said, people like the fact that they're protected with unlimited medical benefits if they are seriously injured. We'll see some arguments over redlining, the higher costs of auto insurance in Detroit and other cities. We'll hear people arguing about insurance company profits and the fees that are paid to the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association.
So that's a whole lot on their plates right there. What else do you see?
The state budget, the one for the coming fiscal year. There's a big debate on the expansion of the Medicaid program that's part of the federal health care law, Obamacare, and that will be part of it. Governor Rick Snyder, some business groups too, they're saying this is a bargain for the state and its taxpayers because people will get health care sooner rather than waiting to go to an emergency room. That means healthier people, preventive care, and less expensive treatment. It'll reduce the burden of uncompensated care that's ultimately paid by taxpayers, businesses, and people who buy their own health coverage. But a lot of Republicans are not on board. They've pledged non-cooperation with the federal health care law, or they say they don't trust the feds to keep their end of the bargain, even though the federal government has never reneged on a promise like that ever. The governor's also promised that the state will bank some of the money it saves to address that possibility. The window here seems to be whether the governor can negotiate enough reforms in the Medicaid program, cost savings especially, to make it palatable enough for Republicans so some of them at least can vote for it.
So give us an idea of things like...
Well, it remains to be seen, but maybe more copays for services, drug screening of Medicaid applicants, and Governor Snyder would also like to include some of his wellness and preventive care ideas, too, that he's outlined in the past.
And then yesterday, the House Democrats released their budget plan. What do they want to see?
More money for schools, less money for tax breaks for businesses, rolling back the tax on pensions. By the way, there is a group of Republicans who support that, too.
But realistically speaking, Rick, what chance really do Democrats have in getting this thing passed, even parts of their budget, because they're the minority in the House and the Senate? So what power do they really have?
You're absolutely right. Democrats are in the minority in the House and the Senate. So the agenda they rolled out is really more of a political document, a campaign document. You know, here's what we'd do if we were in charge. They might have a little leverage if the governor and the legislature's Republican leaders need their votes for the Medicaid expansion or for road funding, but mostly they will use this as a counterpoint to whatever Republicans propose this year with an eye toward persuading voters in elections next year.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. As always, Rick, love having you on.
Oh, my pleasure.
It's Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. In just the past few months, Detroit was put under an emergency manager, right to work became the law of the state, and the safety of the Palisades nuclear plant continues to be questioned. So there's been no shortage of things to talk about here on Stateside. You listen to gain a better and a deeper understanding of what's happening in Michigan. This important community service is paid for through voluntary contributions. So we are asking you to do your part right now. Decide how much Michigan Radio is worth to you. Call 888-258-9866 or go to michiganradio.org and make your investment in the news and the information that you value. Zoe Clark and Tamar Charney are here now to tell you more about the Spring Membership Drive.